Over the Thanksgiving holiday, the China Clipper 2 reflew the exact route of the original China Clipper 50 years ago to the day. And reliving history is sometimes exhausting and exhilarating at the same time. And the recreation of the China Clipper flight is a great case in point. I attended 9 ceremonies, landed on 7 islands, and flew almost 20,000 miles, all that in just 5 days. It all started in San Francisco, 50 years to the day that the original China Clipper left the Bay Area. The airport ceremonies concluded with Pan Am Chairman C. Edward Acker repeating the original orders given to the pilot of the original Clipper 50 years before.
Captain Pritchett, you have your sailing orders. Cast off and depart from Manila in accordance therewith.
Our 747 flew to Hawaii to be greeted by the governor, George Ariyoshi, who said that air travel converted his island from a simple sugar and plantation farm to something a great deal more.
It's a nice day for those of you who have recollections about what happened many years ago, but for those of us who do not have that recollection, we are the beneficiaries of the vision of those people. I am very grateful and extend to all of you the warmest aloha of the people of Hawaii.
Early the next morning, recovering from a formal banquet the evening before, we headed for Midway Island, some 1,200 miles to the east. And it was very much a question if we were going to be able to land. Over 600,000 albatross nest on this tiny coral dot in the Pacific, and should an engine ingest one of those so-called goony birds, our stay for repairs could take considerable time. So we flew over the island at 1,000 feet, and pilot Bill Frisbee told Midway Tower we were coming in.
We're now turning down a 6-mile final here down at Locked. Are we clear to land?
Clipper 50, crashing Clipper 50, wind 33010, caution the heavy bird activity. Land your discretion.
Roger, understand, clear to land, Clipper 50.
After making the first 747 landing in history on Midway, we all trooped over to those birds who are unafraid of man and are also unafraid of microphones.
Hey, say something. Say something for everybody. Hey.
Next stop, Wake Island, where Chairman Acker had birds on his mind on that little coral atoll, too.
It must have been a strange experience for the bird life on this island to have a big bird with noisy engines entering their airspace for the first time. I'm sure they didn't mind. However, when they saw what the crew of the China Clipper brought them that day, 25 canaries with a pound of bird seed for each one. Not to be outdone, we've brought to you today a new generation of birds to add song to the island.
Our eastward island hopping next took us to Guam, where, after a drive to Sumai Harbor, Governor Bartaglia of Guam remembered when he, as a boy of 9, had stood on that very spot 50 years ago to the day.
Everybody in the island was down here to await the arrival of the plane. And as we stood, I remember seeing that plane coming right from the horizon over there towards the hills. And it came right over the harbor and made a turn and then landed right here in the bay eastward, because obviously it was landing towards the wind.
Our final flight of the day took us to Manila. That was the final destination of the original China Clipper. More ceremonies and tours for 2 days, then to Tokyo and back to San Francisco. The excitement of the previous 5 days was only slightly tempered by the jet lag that the pioneers of Pacific Flight 50 years ago could never experience then. Carter Smith, San Francisco.